you were a server for a while. You worked in food service. Mm-hmm. And so as a person who, you know, I think you think of yourself as being more socially awkward than I do. Obviously, you know yourself better than I know you, but I'm just 2 years in high school and, you know, I see you and we hang out once, yeah, twice a year, a couple times a year. I don't think of you as being socially awkward.
Oh my God, really? I feel like everyone thinks I'm socially, yeah, awkward.
I mean, I think you're awkward in ways that, you know, are funny and that a lot of other people are too. Yeah. But it also just might not be in the situation where, yeah, I see you, you know. So how did, if that sort of personality type, either how did food service work with that? Like, how did you get through it? Or how did working with so many random people just constantly affect other things you do in work now? Like, did it make you more comfortable, less comfortable?
I feel like it kind of, like, made me accept who I was as a person, because I was hoping, like, when I started serving that I would become less socially awkward, that I'd be witty and I'd be, like, hilarious and people would love me. But no, that wasn't the case at all. I just, like, ended up learning that, like, yo, I'm, like, really awkward and, like, I should just accept it, and that's just, like, who I am. And people will just, like, be like, oh no, she's so weird and awkward. Let me just tip her a little bit more. Yeah. But
pity tips.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. But that's no, funny. I mean, honestly, I feel like it, like, serving helped make me realize that, like, there are so many people that do so much out there. Like, whenever I go into, like, Target or whatever, and I pick out a shirt, like, I don't just, like, throw it back. I, like, fold it up and, like, put it back exactly the way I found it, because someone is going to have to do that for, right, you eventually. And, like, working as a server, there are so many, like, ridiculous requests. And I get it. Like, a lot of people come home from work and are really frustrated with their jobs and then go out to a restaurant, and then they have to wait for food or something weird happens, and they get, like, even more frustrated and they take it out on the server.
Right.
Which sucks for the server, but, like, I get where they're coming from, but it kind of just shows who you are as a person to see, like, if they have patience or not, to kind of just, like, hold that back and be like, and realize that it's not the server's fault that things are going terribly wrong, yeah, or they don't have a spoon for you and are instead are giving you a plastic spoon for your child, and they, yeah, freak out over that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, and it's like, that person made that decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I legitimately had a mom come up to me and she was like, my daughter got a fork. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Can I get her something else? And she was like, all the other children have spoons. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we actually are, like, at max capacity right now. Like, we don't have any extra spoons, but I can get you a plastic spoon. Yeah. And she was like, no, absolutely not. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, what do you mean? And she was like, every other child has a metal spoon. I demand that my child is treated exactly the same. And I was like, I would love to be able to do that for you, but we legitimately don't have any spoons left. And she was like, go in the back and wash it. And I was like, there's nothing in the back to wash because they're all out on the floor right now. Right. And she was like, I want to speak to your manager.
And that's actually good though, because at that point you're like, if we don't have enough silverware, that is above my pay grade. Like, yeah, someone, exactly, else needs to order more silverware. Exactly. That is not, you know. Yeah. I don't know. And you get that probably in most jobs where you deal with people, but I think that's a job. And the reason I came back to it again is because I think food service is, like, the number one industry in the country in terms, yeah, of the number of people employed.
I honestly feel like everybody should be in the food industry at least for a couple months in their, yeah, lifetime, just to understand what the food industry is like and how obscene, like, some requests can be, and, yeah, that, like, people should always be treated like human beings. Like, I don't understand why people, like, some people think that they can just, like, crap all over servers or, yeah, like, cashiers or bartenders. Like, it's not up to them. Sometimes it's,
yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm the face of this thing, but I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.